Our topic today concerning worship brings us to the subject of worshiping family. In fact, we've entitled it, Do Not Worship the Family. And you might be thinking, well, I would never do that. I would never place my family above God. And most of us would not intentionally want to place our family above our God. In fact, we understand that as we look at our family, they're human, just like us. They make mistakes. And that doesn't compare to a perfect, all-knowing God. Yeah, but what we find happening in the church today and in the religious world is many people would say, I'll never worship my family, but their actions show that they do, in fact, worship their family. Somebody might say, well, I couldn't attend worship service last week because we had a family reunion. Or I had to leave worship service early because I wanted to go and visit with some of my family members. Or I couldn't go door knocking because the family was there. And so oftentimes we find that we neglect the Lord's work because of the family. I want you to open your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Luke. And in Luke 14, Jesus is speaking, and he makes a great statement in Luke 14:26. He says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Now, before we discuss the meaning of this text, we want to talk about Jesus and his use of the word hate. He says, if anyone does not hate. I thought Jesus wanted us to love everybody, and we can look at other passages and certainly see that that is the case. This is an instance where the use of the word hate is just an emphasized word, and Jesus is simply saying, you must love less. He wants us to love our fathers and mothers less than our God. He wants us to love our brothers and sisters, our spouses and children less than we love our God. The point is that Jesus is speaking here. He says, God must come first. God must have first priority in our lives. And in fact, you know that when God takes first priority in our lives, everything else falls into place. Because it's God that tells husbands to love their wives in the book of Ephesians, that tells wives to teach the younger women to love their husbands in the book of Titus, and teaches us how to be good parents and good brothers and sisters and so forth. When we put God first, everything else falls into place. When He comes first, our life is good. I want you to consider the people of God in the Old Testament, back in the book of Habakkuk. Now, during the time of Habakkuk, rampant idolatry was taking place. And really, when we say idolatry, we were not talking about just other gods in place of God. We're talking about the blending of idols and Jehovah God. They still accepted Jehovah God, but they would still worship the idols, or they would consider themselves, they were very selfish. And that's what we see taking place today. You might say, I'd never worship my family by getting down on your knees and bowing down to them, but when we place our family above God, we are worshiping our family. We're practicing this form of idolatry. Let's resolve to heed this message here in Luke 14:26 to put God first in our lives.